Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue to live our faith on this last month of the liturgical year. Let us, especially during this unique time in our world today, grow stronger as our ability to witness to you and to serve others. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we look at today's first reading. It's from Romans 12. This is my favorite chapter in the writings of Paul. It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. This is the chapter that I call the Christian Desiderata. Now, if you're not familiar with the Desiderata, it's this kind of mysterious poem that talks about how to live life. It's a secular poem, but you know, at first it was said that it was written in the 16th century or something like that. But it was actually written in the early 20th century, and it was found originally, they said, on, you know, pasted on a wall or so. I forget the exact story behind it, but something like that. But it's a great little poem that says how to live your life. And it was a top 40 song in the 70s. I remember listening to it when I was in high school. But it's a secular thing, so the chorus of the song was, "You're a child of the universe." Well, we're actually children of God, but that's why I say this is the Christian Desiderata. So it takes some very powerful principles of how you live our Christian life and puts it in this one chapter. Well, one of the things that we do have to look at is that we want to look at what is the one thing that is in here, and there's tons, that the Lord says throughout the Old Testament, never do. So it says here, do not do. St. Paul is speaking. Remember, St. Paul was an educated Pharisee, so he knew the Hebrew scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, extremely well. So he knew what they said, and he knew about living moral teaching, and he knew about all that. And one of the things he made it clear is he said, in his understanding, do not be wise in your own estimation. That's very clear in the Old Testament. You know, you can talk about, well, let me give you a list of sins, and the sins, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Well, one of the things that the Lord condemned, which you won't find in a lot of places, is do not be wise in your own estimation. Well, what does that mean? Well, we all know what it means. There is no God. I know that there is no God because I am smarter than you. Oh, okay, then you're wise in your own estimation, but certainly not in mind. Now, understand what that wise is. Wise refers to wisdom, not education. And we have to understand that. Wisdom. What's the difference between wisdom and education? It's simple. You take a class, you learn how to drive. And in that driving class, they tell you all the rules and how to drive. So there is the rule that says when you are at a stoplight, you stop. When the light is red, you stop. When it is green, you go if it is safe to go. You've just been educated on what to do at a stoplight. This comes from a true story. So at a stoplight, there you are, and you are in the middle lane of a three-lane highway. There is the car on the left, but it's a van. We'll call it an SUV. So you can't see very well beyond the SUV. And there you are in the middle lane. In the right lane, you have this guy who's just waiting to turn right, and he sees the no turn on red sign. So there you are, and the lane says, your lane says to go straight. The lane next to you says that you should go straight, but if you want to, you can take a left-hand turn. And then you have the man on the right who can take his right-hand turn as soon as he's ready. The light turns green, and the SUV on your left doesn't move. And you go, if he's not moving, I'm not moving, because he may see something that I don't see. That's wisdom. That's not education. Do you see the difference? So the choice not to move until the man is in the SUV, or the driver, man or woman, in the SUV is in the left-hand lane, the choice not to move because he might see something that you don't is wisdom. The understanding that when the light turns green, you can go when it's safe to go is education. So you see the radical difference. And we can be educated, but don't be wise in your own estimation. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. You can check all that stuff out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So if you happen to be in the Boston area and you'd like to go to Mass, remember us at St. Anthony in Alston, Massachusetts. Come join us. Well, we are looking at some of the powerful things that we recognize in all that we are doing. And we're looking at this powerful chapter from Romans 12. And so one of the things I talked about at the very beginning on the other side of the break was not being wise in your own estimation. So that really calls us to be humble, to have humility. And so we're called to recognize that what we believe is the truth and to be excited about it. It says to be filled with zeal, to be excited about it and recognizing that we are realizing that the Lord is actually leading us to eternal life and those who seek his truth. And this is an important, so we're called to live it. That's why it's so important. And if we consider this a spiritual warfare, then we understand that what the spiritual forces against us are seeking us to do is to stop seeking the truth that is in Christ and to seek another truth. And we realize that Christ is the ultimate truth. He is the fullness of truth. We understand that. But we can turn around and say, well, I don't believe in Christ, as a lot of people do. I believe in science. Okay, you can do that. But you're not going to believe in the full truth, because you can believe fully in science, but there is a greater truth. And here's the thing that becomes difficult, especially within Catholicism. Our understanding of truth grows in all disciplines, including in the discipline of our faith. It grows in all disciplines. This is one of the issues that we're dealing with in our church right now. There are people that are holding on to the understanding of truth as it was communicated in the Council of Trent. And I want you to understand everything. I'm not going to discount the Council of Trent. And the Council of Trent, which was written in the 16th century, everything that the Council of Trent promotes is true, but our understanding of those truths has grown since then. And this is a real hard role for people to understand. It's as difficult for people to understand that if someone embraces just scientific truth, doesn't believe in Christ, and rejects it all, it's almost the same level of inability to understand. Our ability to understand the truth grows. So what is true in the 16th century is going to be true in the 21st century, but there is going to be a deeper understanding of that truth. So we believed that there were planets in the 16th century. We have a far deeper understanding of the reality of planets and the universe in the 21st century. So you see, it's a deeper understanding. And the same thing happens with theology. We believe in Christ and the truth that is Christ in the 16th century, but we believe a deeper understanding of Christ and the reality of Christ in the 21st century. And this is something that many people don't understand. And if you get locked into this limited understanding of truth, you will, number one, be wise in your own estimation, and you're going to become haughty with your understanding of truth. Well, I understand truth better than you do. Actually, you don't. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't. We can say that. And that's a powerful reality. And because we understand there's a deeper truth, and we're called to seek that deeper truth in Christ. And we do that through prayer. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. In Cristo vivimos.